From the News Center, a news focus.
After 17 years, the Snyder County Library System has hired a brand new director.
This is like coming home. I lived in this area for about 16 years of my life. It always felt more like home than where I grew up.
With the retirement of his predecessor, David Bauman returns. He's worked at the Priestley Library in Northumberland and later at two Northeast Pennsylvania libraries, including a stint as director. He wasn't always in this field, though.
It was sort of one of those things where you go back and get your degree later in life. There's been life changes and you start things all over again.
Among other places, he's worked in radio and has been in the restaurant industry, but notes that with libraries,
it's just been so worth being able to do something that you look forward to going to work.
Now that he's moved into his new office, we ask Bauman about how things might change.
Well, we've already tossed out some ideas, but I think it's good to have a real good familiarity with where the place has been, what it's doing now, before you start throwing out suggestions, because I think we've all worked with that guy who says, oh, where I worked, we did it like this. I want to learn why we do it this way first before I make those kind of suggestions.
And of course, libraries overall have changed a lot in recent years.
There are resources. There are now periodicals online. There's Power Library. I don't think all of us in Pennsylvania that have access to Power Library promote it enough, but there are databases that are fantastic that you would have to pay for access to. Magazines online, books online, audiobooks, and right now I'm in the process of moving here, so I've been listening to even more audiobooks than usual. But there's also genealogy research, just interaction with the community. And we have book clubs that meet in some branches, and of course the children's programs, having tech help where folks can come and make an appointment and actually sit down with one of our staff.
Bauman, who grew up in Clinton County.
The Annie Hallenbake Ross Library in Lock Haven was the one that I frequented as a kid.
Now lives in Sealands Grove as he takes the helm at the Snyder County Libraries. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.